Well, the .nz domain is 30. Internet New Zealand, Te Puranga Aotearoa, celebrating 30 years as the guardian of the .nz domain and the voice of our country's internet community. Joining us to speak of those three decades is Vivian Maidaborn. Hey Vivian, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei. Thanks for joining us on Wātea.
Kia ora, Vivian
Maidaborn, yeah. Tēnā koe, Vivian. So the net has become such an important tool, and you can't put it back in the bag, even if you wanted to. How has Internet New Zealand's role evolved since its beginnings as the Internet Society of New Zealand? That was back in 1995, Vivian.
Amazing, eh? Amazing. Before we'd even dreamed of smartphones or broadband. So, yeah, there's been so much evolving. I guess it started out with a very technical plugging in of the pipeline to the undersea cable to Hawaii. That was the very first act. And then it's grown to think about infrastructure, how to get data to houses and homes. And then more recently, we've been asking the question, well, this is not just a technical issue. Internet is now social and economic and relational. And how do we ensure that all these aspects of the internet make a safe and inclusive space for all of the people of Aotearoa?
Yeah, tēnā koe. What does guardianship of the .nz domain look like in practice, especially in ensuring stability and trust, Vivian?
Oh, that's a good question. Look, it looks like taking, well, first of all, it's a 24/7 every day of the year. We are always on. And what that looks like is that people's domain names, we hold the registry for them. So there are about 760,000 .nz domain names. They include .nz, .gov.nz, .org.nz, .net.nz, anything ending in .nz, we look after. So we have to ensure that those domain names are safely stored, and then that when you use them to connect with somewhere else in the world, they properly connect to wherever it is you're wanting to go. So in order to ensure continuity, we store that data in servers spread around New Zealand and also internationally, in order that if there was ever a major disaster here, that your .nz domain would still work. So it takes that kind of guardianship for us to be thinking deeply about what are the levels of security, what are the levels of safety in order to provide that always-on service.
It is a constant discussion, is it not, trying to keep our people safe? And now with the advent of AI, a lot of us unsure of where our digital future will take us, and some nervousness about how it might affect our kids' minds and attitudes towards life.
Yeah.
So Internet New Zealand's commitment to the treaty might be something that we can touch on, because not all internet organisations or oversight organisations do factor in cultural differences or potentials. How has Internet New Zealand's commitment to Te Tiriti o Waitangi, for instance, shaped its vision for an equitable internet future?
Wow, God, that's a big conversation. You know, I was just reflecting this morning that it's 15 years since Internet New Zealand developed the registry, the .nz domain registry, so that macrons could be used in domain name addresses. And that maybe started the journey of what would it be like to really consider Te Tiriti in decisions made. And now there's conversations about, you know, how would we protect Matauranga in the way the organisation runs, but also the way the registry runs. We are listening deeply to the Māori community about where the aspirations for the community is. Organisations like Te Hapari Matu Iko who are an incredible network of Māori technology practitioners, and really empowering their aspirations for Māori and the internet. Last night at our birthday party, Peter Lucas-Jones gave a very, very inspiring and visionary talk about Māori and AI. And, you know, you just sort of feel like other people like Ali Archer, who talk about Māori and the internet and how, you know, what is the journey to Māori bringing themselves to the internet rather than feeling like the internet's something they've got to fit into somebody else's sense of how it should be. So I think there are these amazing resources in the Māori community who are really guiding the way, and our job from a tiriti lens is to listen and align where our work empowers or supports that vision.
Tēnā koe. Can we expect cowboy operators? We've got big tech players, of course, not taking responsibility for the social harms that can be attributed to their, accompanying anonymity might be one way to describe it. And are we going to see more cowboy players? How important is it that we have sort of guardian kaupapa, as is the history of internet New Zealand?
Look, I agree. I think that's why Internet New Zealand has made a shift from being purely technical to including social policy and public discourse, because the internet has changed the way families gather. It's changed the ways our whānau rituals are held. And if it's not safe, if it's riddled with racism or violence or a place we don't want our children to be, then it's not okay that our whole lives run through it. So I think, yes, cowboys in the sense of scammers, fishers, people like that, and everybody's got to get better, including us, at responding to a rapidly changing world there. But also the internet, the content on the internet is very highly managed through large platforms, Meta, Google, for example. And they have a huge influence on how much harmful material is shared. So I think our government still has to face up to what is the regulatory settings we need here in Aotearoa that suit us for the culture we want to have here. I think that's still work for the future.
What an interesting discussion, and I thank you for it, Vivian. I can see you 30 years ago with a big brick, one of those very early mobile phones.
Right. Vivian, yeah, exactly right.
And great to know that you're helping to steer the ship. Vivian Maidenborn with us today from Internet New Zealand, 30 years deep. Thank you for your thoughts and time today, Vivian. Really appreciate it.
Kia ora
to you.